So that is the rule. If you catch yourself in the negative thought, in the judgment of self, you just got to catch yourself doing five things right. So if you really thought about all the good things you ingest, food, drink, thought, teachings, ideas, beautiful artwork, all the ways you're in gratitude, and the ways you're in kindness and exchange and generosity and receiving and contributing, if you focused more on that, you would have more of a habit of perceiving the good. The more good that you perceive, the more that floods in, and eventually you change the neuroplasticity in the brain so you don't notice that which is not good. Does that help?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
I've been really in that mode where I'm like, I'm catching myself making judgments, you know, and stopping myself and reminding myself I'm not in judgment. No, I'm not judging that situation.
Okay, so great, that's half the battle, right? I mean, like, that's the front end half, the big half. So when you catch it, you just need a habit of what to replace it with. Because if you don't replace it with something, the habit will not go away. So catch yourself, when you're in judgment, come up with five things that are good. Five gratitudes, five blessings, five something. All right? Because then the brain, the chemistry in the brain, the neuroplasticity in the brain really can change. It's like you're undoing one thought process, but if you don't give it a whole new one, you're just going to spend a lot of time doing this. So even though I love cancel, that's great, and that works because it's been around for many, many years, and a lot of people use it. So if you have a negative thought or a judgment thought, you say, ooh, cancel. But then immediately switch. Train the brain that you want to focus on what's going right. Train the brain that you want to be somebody who's in love with life. Train the brain that you dominant response that you want to live is gratitude.
I used to do this with my kids. If we said something, like they projected, and like they would say something negative that might happen to somebody, I'd go, suck those words back. I would make them go, you know, it was a joke, but cancel, so much easier than trying to recall your words.
Yeah. but that, so you have a good visual on that? Sucking the negative back
yeah.
in? Okay, I would never want to suck it back in. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you might want to, you know, do a process of letting out all the negative judgment, even on cookies.
Yeah.
Right? So it's an interesting thing. Or create a visual. You know, our imagination is what really prompts us. Okay, ready? Take a breath.